Now it's time for a discussion in search of truth, dealing with current topics relating to your world, life, and spiritual growth in Christ. Now in the studio today is the host of True Path Talk.
All right, it is blessed to have Brother Tony Uresco, missionary to Belize, on the phone with us today. And looking forward to hearing about his ministry there, what God's done, and just a little bit more about him. So I'll introduce you here and then ask him to introduce as far as telling us about he and his wife and where a little background where they're from and where God has brought them to now. So Brother Tony, glad to have you on the phone today.
Thank you, Brother Jeremy Wilson. It's good to be with you.
And so you are in Belize, correct?
That is correct. We're in Corozal District of Belize.
Amen. And so tell us where you came from, a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we're sent out of Cornerstone Baptist Church, Pastor Ron Ralph, and we've been in Belize now for a little over 2 years. We felt led to come to Belize probably about 7 or 8 years ago, but I just wasn't for sure exactly what God was doing in our life, but through the years, he made it abundantly clear, and now more than ever, we feel we're exactly where the Lord has called us to be.
Amen. Amen. Now, where are you from originally?
I am originally from Michigan, but we were a military family, and then I served also in the United States Air Force. So we consider our hometown Charleston, South Carolina. We spent about 23 years of our life there.
All right. So a Michigan boy down in Belize.
Amen.
So, and what was your occupation? Because you weren't a preacher or a missionary through the years, but what did you do prior to going to the field?
I was an industrial engineer.
So God can use anybody.
That's right.
All right, so when you got down there, you actually started off working with another ministry, and then Lord kind of redirected and brought you into, I'd say, your own, kind of by yourself to some degree, correct?
That's correct. When we came down, I want to let you know, first of all, my wife, Brooke, come down with us, and my youngest son Hudson came down in 2017. Since then, he's turned 18. He's gone back to Carthage, Tennessee, and my wife is still here with us. But we came to Belize City, the largest city here in Belize, in the Belize district, and we were working with a missionary that had to go back to the States, and he did a church plant there. And we worked with a national pastor for about 6 months. And then the Lord has moved us kind of all around the country. And now we're settled up here in the northernmost part in the Corozal district in a city of about 10,000 people.
Amen. Amen. So on a normal, before COVID gets instituted worldwide, what was your daily routine? What was usually going on for you?
Well, I'm pastor of Bayside Baptist Church. We're a small congregation. We've got about 50 members. And just doing the normal day-to-day pastoring, which is a handful in itself, we do that. And then we have a great opportunity here in Belize to actually preach and minister in the government schools. So on Wednesday and Thursday mornings, we get to go into the schools, preach the Word of God. We don't have to take anything out, but we can preach Jesus Christ openly, and the whole school, the principal, welcome us to do that. So there's about 100 students there, aging from preschool all the way up to what we would call eighth grade. And then on Fridays, I minister at the youth prison back in Belize. It's about 40 students inside the youth prison. And most of them are in the age of 13 to 18, and they're in there for felonies. There's a lot of gang activity in Belize.
Has that been cut off to you to be going there since the COVID?
That has been cut off. Belize has locked down the country right away. Once we got our first three positives, they put down a curfew. Right now, our curfew is from noon until 8 in the morning. We can go out Monday through Saturday, basically from 8 to noon, to get food and water. Banking activity has been really cut. It's hard to get any money out of ATMs if they have it. Western Union, you can pull out 100 Belize dollars, which is about 50 U.S. A day. But the lines are right now about two and a half blocks long. So it's almost impossible to get money or food.
Wow. So Your normal daily routine with the ministry has been changed. What kind of new avenues or doors have been opened. Has God done something there with you, Brother Tony?
God's, you know, it's amazing to me because I actually see this as a great opportunity for us in the ministry. As soon as this started, we do a normal Saturday as our day that we get out as a church and evangelize. We were fortunate with the first church we went to, they shipped down about 350,000 New Testament Bibles. The population of Belize itself is around 400,000. So we almost have a New Testament Bible per person. And we tried to get out about 400 to 500 of those a week. And we've had a great, great opening once this started, even before there are any positive cases of COVID. They've been a lot more opening to receiving the word. So we've been able to go out in the community before they did the lockdown and get out, like I said, about 500 to 600 of those with people really receiving them. Since that's happened, we've been limited on being able to get out. We actually stopped that for a little while because the police have cracked down on checkpoints. They've actually told us to stop. But here the Lord's opened a door for us to get some rice. We've had a couple churches contact us and try to get money down through to us, and thank God we had some money put aside through the church, and we also have a PayPal account, which most Belizeans don't have. We were able to get some money, and we've purchased about $1,000 worth of rice so far and water. And by us being able to go out into the streets from 8 o'clock to noon, we take the rice and the water and a New Testament Bible, and we've been going to the lines where people are waiting for their money or trying to get food. Because here in Belize, you got to understand, it's a very poor country. 95% of the people live, hand to mouth. They don't have refrigerators. Most of them don't have power. They get their food each day. And with this being cut off, a lot of people don't have food. So it's been an opportunity to go out into the community, see a few hundred people, and actually talk to them and just let them know the Lord loves them. Even though the world's crazy right now, Jesus Christ is always constant. He's never changing. And he is on the throne, and he's ruling our lives. And even though it's unstable, there's stability in Jesus Christ. So it's a great opportunity to be able to witness. We've been doing that now all week from 8 until noon, just going out into the streets administering.
Amen.
And then as far as the church service, it's been a great opportunity. We've used Zoom here. Zoom works.
Okay.
Probably, I would say about 60% of our congregation can get internet access somehow. So we do Zoom live stream. Our service is on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday we have prayer meeting. The rest of the people, it's an opportunity. We try to get out. Either I print out the sermon or the take them some kind of information. But we've been able to do a lot of Bible studies. I try to send those out, and our church is really just on fire for the Lord. They've seen this as an opportunity to witness. We've actually seen three of our church members that have never witnessed before lead someone to the Lord. So we're thankful for lives being saved and seeing them getting active, doing the things God's called us to do to all be disciples of Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's exciting.
It is. It's very exciting to see them following through with what God's taught them and done in their lives. So it's a great opportunity right now we have to be able to minister to a world that sees the need for Jesus Christ again.
Yeah. Yeah. And same thing goes for here in the States, is looking at the situation, saying just instead of saying, oh me, and locking down, but yet looking for another avenue, another way to a way of ministry and to reach folks. I told somebody the other day with this radio station, we've had the station, but then we kept sitting back saying, yeah, one day we want to have a local type of show. We want to have something more live that really interacts with the people. It's been a desire for me. Oh, probably years, even before the radio station, probably 10 years ago, I was thinking even a podcast. That's what I was thinking of, having something that takes real life circumstances and situations and showing the people within the community that Christ is the hope. He's the answer. And so we've been talking about it. And when all this stuff happened, it was like the Lord said, now's your time. So, needless to say, my plate has been full, but it's been a real blessing just of the men and ladies have been able to interview. As I told you, just talked to Brother Hoffman last week, and interviewed him. He had the COVID. He ended up in hospital. While I was on the interview with him, his wife gets on there, and she's talking a little bit, but she's come down with it. Then their oldest 15-year-old daughter, she's got it now. But yet in the midst of all that, God opened up a door with a doctor that I don't know if he was saved. I don't know if he was born again. But it was obvious that God sent him. And just and him to give the testimony that it was God's peace that they had in the midst of it. And he said, I want the people that he was ministering to in that country to see that we do care about them and we are concerned with them. And in some way, we sacrificed our own health to be here. And so it's just neat to see, really, each interview has its uniqueness, but how God has opened up doors, and he's getting some glory out of this among the church. And so that's a blessing.
Praise God for that. It is neat to hear those different stories and how God works. And, you know, you mentioned the peace. I think that for us, knowing that we're exactly where God wants us to be, doing what God has called us to do. You know, I got to tell you, last night I was trying to go to sleep, and the Lord just was wearing me out with just thinking and going through my head, Galatians 2:20, talking about, you know, my life that I live is not my life, it's the Lord's. And then I kept coming to, in Matthew and Mark, it talks about how Christ had compassion on the multitude, how Christ had love for the multitude that was out there. And I just had this sense of feeling that we're called to be the light of the world, as it tells us in Matthew. And if we're going to be the light of the world, we need to show that compassion that we have. And there's no greater opportunity in our life to get out there and show people that Christ loved them enough to die for them. And if people are going to see it, they have to see that we're genuine and we're true and that we really mean that from the bottom of our hearts. So I'm just so thankful that God's given us the ability to do that. One of the things I want to tell you that's really amazing, brother, is when we came to Belize, we saw these New Testament Bibles that were made up. And the really neat thing is they actually were shipped out of Tennessee, right next to where we were, where we were at. I'm going to go over to one of the boxes and get the name off of it, but it's the Bible and Literature Missionary Foundation, and they're in Tennessee, just about in Cookeville, probably about 40 miles from where we were. And when Brooke and I were at a Cornerstone Baptist Church, we actually put these Bibles together. We binded them in our church gymnasium before we were even called to be missionaries.
Wow, that's neat.
Here, 4 years later, I'm using the Bibles that we were part of binding together.
Wow.
And through this, I've just seen God continue to do that. You know, we were thinking about how can we get this food out, and a church calls us that I met the guy 4 or 5 years ago, and he called me and said, hey, we want to send you money to do this. And we're just really seeing how God's timing is perfect. God uses different people to do things, and it's been a blessing just to see him working it. And having all this, it adds to your faith to see how God puts so many things together. And you hear about the stories, but to be part of it and to experience it and see firsthand how all this worked together in God's perfect timing.
So what you're trying to say is that what you're saying in this way is nothing takes God by surprise.
That's right. God God knows what's going on, and he puts everything together way before we're even in place.
Yeah.
Worked on these things in other people's hearts. So it's been a huge blessing to see that. And the peace of knowing that no matter what happens, I mean, my life is but a vapor anyway, and God's called me to do something. So we have perfect peace knowing that God's in control. God's bigger than we are. God can control any part of this. So we're just at peace knowing that we're right where God wants us to be. And that's a good feeling, brother.
Amen. All right, so what I was going to ask you is, any specific prayer requests that we or the listeners can pray for you and your wife there as you minister?
Yes, absolutely. Please be praying for a man. His name is Raul. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me giving you his first name. But Raul is one of the senior medical nurses here in Corozal Town, and he's come across two of the positive infected cases. And they put him on quarantine, and just be praying for him. And he supplies quite a few of the local hospitals with knowledge and stuff. He goes to a lot of the clinics and stuff like that. He's not able to get out and travel, And it's really putting a hurt on those smaller clinics. So we're just praying that he'll be able to get out, that his test that they took yesterday is negative, and that he'll be able to get back to the work that he needs to do. But that slowed down their movement. And also be praying for Belize Defense Force man by the name of Lamberto. He is in isolation right now, also in Belize City. And they're members of our church, and his wife and children are separated. They've been separated for a month now, and she's just dealing with the worries of him being in this situation. So please be praying for them.
Also, sure will.
Also be praying for one of the men that we were out witnessing to today. His name is Travis, and he's got a pretty serious drug and alcohol problem that he's been trying to overcome. So please be praying for Travis.
Okay. All right. And we'll pray for the two of you, of course, and that God continue to open those doors and open doors and close doors for you, brother.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate Heritage Baptist Church. You guys supported us financially. You guys support us with prayer. A lot of cards go out. We appreciate everything you guys are doing back home, too. We appreciate your love and support for us.
And we praise the Lord for the opportunity. Somebody wants to get in touch with you, Brother Uresco. What's the best way for them to contact you?
The best way to contact us is probably going to be through our email. And I apologize. It's a difficult email. I should have thought about that before I set it up. But it's urescos2belize@gmail.com. And I can spell that for you. It's urescos2belize@gmail.com.
All right. Well, as always, we ought to also take the archived radio show here, and it's posted on our website at truepathradio.com. You go to the listen section, and you can listen to those archived for about a week after it's already aired. So, Brother Uresco, it is always a blessing to talk with you. I can count you not just a friend, but, of course, a brother in Christ. And so I appreciate you taking the time for our listeners to get on the radio station today, give us an update with COVID, Belize, and Rice, and how they all come together.
Amen, so. Brother. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Amen, brother.
Thanks for listening to this episode of True Path Talk. You can reach us at truepathradio.com, and we would love to hear from you with questions or comments.